Do we have Tatiana Ibrahim on the phone? Oh, everybody hold on a second. We are now joined by that warrior princess from Carmel, New York, Tatiana Ibrahim, who went mega viral last year when she was speaking out against the crazy woke school board up there. And she has been active in the community, and she is back with us once again. Tatiana, how are you?
Hi, Greg. How are you? Hello, America.
Hey, did you hear my little scenario? Did that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I always listen to you, and you always make sense. Definitely.
All right. Well, even for me, I was out on a limb, and I haven't really kind of thought it totally through. So I was just kind of spitballing there, but I think I am onto something. So look, you are fighting the crazy woke curriculum up there in Carmel, New York. I just saw something you sent me. This looks like borderline pornographic paraphernalia, but it's designed for children. Can you tell me what this is and what's happening?
Sure. So this is the book called Gender Queer. It is a memoir by a author who considers him, her, she, I'm not quite sure of their pronouns, as an asexual, pansexual person. I'm going to say that it was their experience as a child into adulthood. And the book portrays, it has quite a few pages. I had to buy it myself to actually understand and read it. It is very graphic. It shows two men, one giving oral sex to another man in a cartoon.
And these are not men, by the way. These are boys. These are like,
boys. That's correct.
And by the way, these are just so nobody gets. These are drawings. These are like drawings.
Right. It's considered simulated porn.
Right.
So it is. Yes. It's like it is a comic book basically designed, and it is. It talks about how this one young man at the time giving oral sex, how they felt with putting grass between their private areas. It is explicit. It shows literally having a menstrual cycle, and it does show you the way a woman would menstruate without anything to cover that menstruation, so down the leg. It is a very vile and disgusting book for anyone in general, but for under 18 years old, this is a complete violation of a child's innocence. And what my district did, they thought that this was okay. They think that this type of material is educational and art. So if I'm going to walk into the district with woman and man, or man and man, or woman and woman in a sexual position, naked, doing things that should be for eyes of adults only, I want to see, are they going to throw me out of the school? Because I will walk into the school like that.
Wait, what are you going to do? Don't do anything. Wait, Tatiana, hold on a second. don't do that. Whatever you just said, it doesn't sound good. Now, wait.
But to them, it's art, right? This is what I'm saying.
I know, but I will throw the book at you. I know the point you're trying to make here, but look.
Exactly.
All right, so hold on a second. Hold on a second. This book, Gender Queer. It's in the school library right now?
That's correct. So it was pulled for review. We had parents who made formal complaints about this book. The book was pulled for review by our superintendent, Mary Margaret Zare. She and our former assistant superintendent, because we were able to get her out of the district, she's gone, Lizette Ruiz, along with John Piscatello, who's an eighth grade middle school principal, Carrie Hackard, who's a social studies teacher at our high school, and Dave Zupon, social studies teacher at our high school, and Elizabeth Krieger, a librarian at our middle school, did a formal review, and they approved the book back into our school.
Now, hold on a second. Do we know the locations for sure? I'm looking online right now, and I can't buy it on Kindle. It's $14 to buy the hard copy. I don't think I really want that.
Right.
So
no.
this actually has those images in it for sure.
That's for sure. I bought it off Amazon because, like I said, I wanted to make sure that what I was seeing and what I was talking about was accurate. So the book then went, when the book was put back into the school, a parent decided to appeal it. It went to the Board of Ed. So last night, the board decided, with the exception of two amazing gentlemen, the rest of the board decided that this book was appropriate for children under 18. Here's the problem. They are encouraging and pushing this type of material on top of young adults. Their minds are impressionable. They're questionable about everything. So we have the Board of Ed members who did approve it was Debbie Heitman. She said that that would be banning a book if we took it. Ms. Heitman doesn't understand the definition of banning. Kind of like what they did to Dr. Seuss, you know, that was banning.
Yeah.
Melissa Orser, she says that it makes transgender children feel normal. Matthew Morello calls it art. Jason Pariskeva had no comment. And Matt Vanacoro, who is the VP, says if it even saves one trans life, it's okay. So the other two that did not approve it, who fought tooth and nail, were John Curzio, one of our greatest board members, that if it weren't for him, it would be a losing battle. He continually fights for the people. And our board president, Eric Mittelstadt, who fought tooth and nail to get rid of this book. So we want to thank those gentlemen for their for what they're doing. But we lost. The book is back in the school.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I am reading the book, right? I just downloaded the book.
Yes, I did.
I'm on page 62 now. This is not something that should be in the school.
No.
Obviously.
Carmel School District, that's where I was trying to make my point. If I were to walk into the school with a shirt like that, I would end up in jail because it's that is not appropriate, right? This is not appropriate. But for the book to be in a library accessible for a 14 to 17-year-old, that's okay. And it was our librarian who brought that book in. She ordered that book. And the district wanted to ask for $136 million. Here we go again. Same thing as last year. Pushing money, stealing money. We have the audit report. We have proof. Money's missing. And they want to push porn. They want to normalize sex.
Hey, by the way, there's violence in this book. There is horrific imagery. There is I don't know what the hell it is, some sort of spear going right through this guy. Midsection, it's unfathomable that this is in a school. All right, listen, how can we help? How can we help? If this is as bad as you say, the book is as bad as you say, if these people are as dangerous as you're indicating, how can we help?
We need to get them out, Greg. We have to get them out. We need the community to come together. You know,
all right, here we go again. I'm up to the page. This is out and out pornography.
We went to the sheriff's department with this. Let me tell you what happened. Our amazing Sheriff McConville and his entire department stand by the rights of our children and are doing everything to protect our children under the law. The problem is the district attorney thinks it's okay. It's educational. So the state of New York is violating and destroying our children. They are opening and grooming our children for sex trafficking, for pedophilia. It is disgusting what's happening.
This is the grooming. This is the grooming. The word right now, folks have been using this word. Republicans who are upset about what's happening in schools have been using the word grooming. Now, Democrats and the liberal media have been saying, oh, how dare they call it grooming? It's not grooming. This is grooming. This is out, and I can't, just...
We have teachers that want to talk about, you know, question a child's sexuality. Last year it was dividing them through race. This year it's dividing them through sexual preferences and what they're born with their, what God created. Listen, you are what God made you. That's it. You want to do these things. You want to change your sex. By all means, go ahead. When you're 18 years old, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't belong in our school system.
Absolutely.
In our public school system.
Hey, Tatiana, listen, I am out of time. Do me a favor. How do we find you on social media?
So I'm on Facebook, Tatiana Ibrahim. My webpage, TatianaIbrahimUSA.com. I'm on Instagram, Tatiana Ibrahim. I made it easy for everyone. And I'm going to go live tonight on my social media platform and expose them. I've gotten together with Loud Majority of Long Island. We're just going to start exposing this. This state, it's got to stop, Greg.
All right. It does. It does. It does. Well, Tatiana Ibrahim, you are on the right side here. This is some amazing stuff that you've brought to our attention. Carmel, New York, Carmel. We obviously want everybody treated with respect, even those idiots who have approved this book. There are rules and procedures to follow, and of course, we are all law-abiding. This must be addressed immediately. This cannot exist in a public school that we are paying for. These are state dollars, and it's just, I'm flabbergasted. Thank you for bringing this to my attention and everybody's attention.
Thank you.
Tatiana Ibrahim, to be continued, and we'll be right back.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.